for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, August the 30th, 2013. Kathy Joslin is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on words, origins, definitions.
Okay, so good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a brief introduction for those of you that don't know me. My name is Kathy Joslin, and I attend WCCD in Thousand Oaks, California. I've been there for 15 years, and literally, I married into deliverance. Literally. This afternoon, I'm going to talk to you about words, and I'm going to start out with Matthew 12, 34, 37. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Words. We use them every day to communicate, to express ourselves. We use them to describe, and we use them to define. Some of us have lots of words. Some of us, not so many. Some have large vocabularies and rattle stuff off like machine guns. Others, like me, used to have large vocabularies, but now suffer from what I like to call old-timers. That's where the mouth and the brain are sometimes not connected. Or like in the middle of a sentence, my brain just decides to take a hiatus in the middle of a thought, which is why I have to write everything down these days. Today we're going to take a look at words, their definitions, origins, if we should use them, and the consequences of them. The message came about back in February when Carla did a message called Tools for These Times. She gave the full definition of words like dominion. That got me thinking. The definition. The act of making definite, distinct, or clear. Speaking of making clear, how about how clear we are about hypnosis now? The formal statement of the meaning or significance of a word, phrase, idiom, as found in the dictionary. The condition of being definite, distinct, or clearly outlined. And then for optics, sharpness of an image, and for radio or television, the accuracy of sound or picture reproduction. So the study of words is called etymology, and it's a derivation of a word. Synonyms would be word origin, word source, a chronological account of the birth and development of a particular word or element of a word, often delineating its spread from language to another, and its evolving changes in form and meaning. Synonyms would be word history, word lore, historical development, or the study of historical linguistics change, especially as manifested in individual words. We now know the new word for hypnosis is NLP, Neuro-Linguistics Programming. Origins of words are very important. because you may think you are saying one thing when in fact it has a completely different meaning. The word meditation is a good thing, right?
Yes.
Psalm 5:1, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Psalm 49:3, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. The word also means whisper, murmuring, musing, absorbed in thought, complaint, anxiety, troubled talk, babbling, plan, reflection, prayer, devotion. So meditation has many different meanings. Some meditation we don't want, such as saying babblings from the enemy. Or like that in the Eastern religion, letting your mind go blank, as in hypnosis, yoga, right? How many of you pray in tongues? Good. There are many reasons to pray in tongues, but I feel that the most important reason is that when you pray in tongues, it allows the Holy Spirit to correct our prayers. We pray based on our understanding, and our understanding is not complete. It's skewed and tainted by our beliefs, our experiences, our upbringing, our heritage, our wounds. We've done messages on each of these, so for time's sake, let me just say that we are not perfect. I guess the cat's out of the bag, and I'm not perfect. No one is except the Lord. And so we don't pray correctly. We pray out of our own lust, intellect, ideas. Praying in tongues allows the Holy Spirit to correct our incorrect prayers. Speak or to speak not? That's the question. Matthew 7:6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. We gloss over passages in the Bible and we think that we know what it's saying, what it means. So I was going to break down this passage, and let's just say for time's sake that it's better not to waste your breath and cast them for pigs to trample. When I broke down the meaning, I had an additional 2 pages, and so my 14 pages was 16 pages, so I decided to save you guys. So our pastor has a booklet on the pearl of great price, so I'll just give you an overview. To give, these are some key phrases that kind of stood out to me. To give, to bestow a gift, to give over to one's care, to entrust and commit. Your pearl, a proverb, a word of great value. And to rend, to tear into pieces, of a demonic causing convulsions in a man possessed, to dash down, hurl to the ground, a common occurrence in cases of demon possession and epilepsy. Jesus chose his words carefully. He wasn't constantly talking. As a matter of fact, there were times he didn't talk. Remember, Pilate kept asking questions, but Jesus just answered, not a word. Matthew 27:11-14, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Recently, Pastor Monty, my pastor, gave a message on Elijah. There are 2 points that I want to bring out that convicted me during this message. First, that Elijah was just a man. We try to put people in the Bible on a pedestal. He was just a man created to do that which the Lord asked of him. Second, that he was zealous for confronting evil to its face, no matter what the consequences or the outcome. The Lord I pray that I be used as Elijah and do and say the things that you have for me to expose. And I'm going to just insert something here. I'm going to be saying some things, and they're going to stir some stuff up. Like Sharon said, I'm going to have that disclaimer. It's poking stuff up in you. It's bringing it up and out to the surface. So if I say or do something that offends you, write it down, get deliverance on it, and we will have deliverance at the end of this message. So I need to expose the evil of political corruptness. I honestly feel that it's going to be the demise of our country. I feel that what's happening to Paula Deen is an outrage. I think that those that know her know that she doesn't have anything against the African American. I think that her only crime was that she was truthful by saying that she used the word in the past. Several African Americans have come forward saying that what's happening is ridiculous. And even Oprah tried to reach out to her when the situation first erupted, but was unsuccessful and decided that it would be best to let things blow over. Diana West states in her blog, and this is a quote, "The N-word, here, are we giving the Victorians a run for their word missing money? No matter how ugly the offending word is, it is hardly taboo. When a quick search of iTunes pulls up 2,000 entries for sale featuring that very same term." Tim Allen, and there's some grammatical errors in his quote, so. "I've had this argument on stage a million times," Allen told the Tampa Bay Times. "I do a movie with Martin Lawrence, and pretty soon they're referring to me as, hey, my N. So I'm their N, and if I'm around you guys, 7 feet away, it says that the N is not right. And it's very confusing to the European mind how this works, especially if I would have grown up and evolved or whatever. It literally was growing up in Colorado with Hispanics and Anglos. That's all I remember. So when Paula Deen admits her language, they go after her," Allen said, referring to the former network star admission in a deposition that she had used the term in the past. "Now, personally, I think the word is vile. It's derogatory, and no matter who uses it. But here's the problem with political correctness. It gives one word the power to destroy. Lord, I take my authority and pray and put forth the right words and give those that have listening ears to hear. I come against any demonic interference and I cancel the design of Mr. Twister and I come against political correctness." To borrow a line from a book that I read, "Every time you open your mouth in public, you are a public speaker." That being said, I think that political correctness is destroying the fabric of this country, everything that it stands for, and everything that it was founded on. Now, after the Zimmerman acquittal, we had a congregation member share her beliefs on the case. I hadn't followed the story. We don't watch TV. I knew nothing about the details. But after she shared her version, I decided to do some research, because what she shared was pretty one-sided. Now, I'm not trying to diminish the plight of the African Americans in the country. Please hear me correctly. Nor am I minimizing the death of this young man in any way. As a parent, I can't even imagine the grief and the loss for the parents of this young man. And any death of any young person is a tragedy. But our battle is not with each other. We should be able to look at all the facts. But like I said, because of the enemy and our wounds, we can't see things clearly and completely. One thing I know, there are always three sides to every story. Having children taught me that. There's the plaintiffs, there's the defendants, and then there's the truth, somewhere right between the middle. Now, we'll never know exactly what happened, but the evidence presented showed that he was innocent, beyond a reasonable doubt. The jury acquitted him. And in this country, at least we have a judicial system in place. Is it perfect? No. But that's where we as Christians know that if we don't get justice here on earth, we can and will have justice in heaven. Our battle is in the heavenlies, not in flesh and blood. And as we heard this morning, Kyle so eloquently said, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Discrimination and racial prejudice are being used by the enemy to cause separation and division. I'm half Japanese. They were put into concentration camps after World War II. Now I can let it consume me, and I can hold it against people, or I can do what the word says and love my neighbor. Actually, there was another testimony after the acquittal, and I hope I can articulate what she shared. She too was angry about the verdict for two reasons. First, that she felt that justice wasn't served, but the second reason that struck me was that she knew that people were cursing Zimmerman and found herself okay with that. The fact that they were sending those witchcraft curses against him. Think about it. There were protests, demands for justice, tempers were at an all-time high, people were pissed. You don't think that the enemy was able to use that? People manifesting, people's anger and hatred to further the separation and division between us? She explained that she wasn't cursing him, so it was okay. That is, until the Holy Spirit convicted her and said it's witchcraft. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. So when you say things like, I hope you guess what's coming to him, you're cursing people. And isn't that the spirit of cruelty? Don't forget, when you point your finger at others, three more are pointing right back at you. Pastor Monty did a wonderful message on the nation of God. I'm proud to be a child of God, a sinner saved by grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I guess you could say that I'm a racist. I'm all for the human race. We're all God's creation. His commandment is that we love one another as we love ourselves. And to love Him with all our heart, all our mind, and our soul. If we could just do that, then we get victory over the enemy. Philippians 2:2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Every ethnicity and nationality has had evil done to them. Pastor Monty brought out some of the injustices that have happened in the Indians. We don't have time to pick up other people's offenses. This is good to get deliverance on. Life is too short, and we have too much to do without adding burdens upon us. Acts 24:16, and therein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Actually, I'm on several email lists, and this one upset me. Subject, Pastor jailed for prayer. Dear Kathy, you expect to hear stories about government thugs forcing their way into private property and arresting a man in his home for leading a prayer meeting in Bible study in countries like Iran and North Korea, not America. But that's exactly what happened to Michael Salmon of Phoenix, Arizona. Salmon, a committed husband and father of six, would host daily prayer meetings with family and friends. He worked to spread the word within the community and even preached the gospel to local inmates. But the state of Arizona didn't care. They raided Salmon's residence with more than a dozen police officers and city officials. But simply raiding Mr. Salmon's house and rifling through all of the possessions wasn't enough for these bullies. They sentenced him to 60 days in jail, gave him 3 years of probation and over $12,000 in fines. Kathy, the attack on our First Amendment religious liberties and freedom of association is troubling. And with the military prohibiting its personnel from speaking out about religious belief, you can be sure that this persecution of Christians will persist until we fight back. Everywhere we look, more and more, we see Christian businesses, owners, private religious schools, and even private homes being attacked by our anti-family, anti-Christian lobby. You and I cannot let this continue. We will continue to fight for traditional moral Christian values, tooth and nail. I pray you will join us. Our religious liberties are hanging by a thread and are dependent on your action today. They, of course, ask for a donation to help the fight. We need change. I will be your next president. Vote for me. So I did some checking. Yeah, this pastor was arrested and jailed and fined for having church and its house that it was not zoned for. The pastor submitted plans to build a game room, not a church. He has had numerous violations, and that is why he went to jail. In 2010, he was found guilty of 67 Class 1 misdemeanors for code violations, such as not having lighted emergency exits, fire doors, sprinklers in his game room. Basically, the building was unsafe. He appealed his conviction, but the court upheld them, and he began his jail term on July 9th. See how things can get twisted? Did you hear the mind control? We as Christians need to be above reproach. People are watching us. So when we say one thing and do another, what does that say about being a Christian? We are held to a higher standard. We are accountable to the King of Kings, who tells us to test all things. We say to become the why child. God loves it when we go to Him and ask why. Ask the questions. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject it. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. The other side of political correctness, it erodes away our First Amendment right. With all the recent laws that have been brought by the GLBT groups, for those of you that don't do acronyms, that's the gay and lesbian, bi and transvestite groups, or transgender groups, sorry, politically correct that is. We're trying to make it illegal. If I teach my own children what the Bible says, regarding homosexuality. They're trying to make it a hate crime so that we can be arrested. Actually, on July 8, 2013, Tony Maiano, a retired deputy sheriff and former chaplain at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, was charged with using homophobic speech that could be that could cause people anxiety, distress, alarm, or insult. Maiano had been preaching on the London Street corner during the Wimbledon Tennis Champion with a ministry group called Sports Fan Outreach International. He was preaching about immoral living and cited homosexuality as an example of lifestyle choices that are contrary to biblical teaching. I never used any gay slurs, he said. You would never hear me using slang or discriminatory language against homosexuals or any other group. That would be contrary to my faith. At some point, the evangelist quoted 1 Thessalonians 4:1 through 2, a passage of scripture that mentions sexual immorality. I talked about women addicted to romance novels, men addicted to pornography, people with lustful thoughts, heterosexual fornication, and homosexuality. My amateur Fox News. When I mentioned that the Bible was clear that homosexuality is a sin, a lady walked by and she glared at me and hurled the F-bomb. My Anna said the woman came back a short time later and began to videotape his sidewalk sermon, and then she called the police. They were concerned about homophobic speech, she said, but I told them I don't fear homosexuals. The language I used was not homophobic, as I was not promoting fear or hatred of homosexuals. Mayanna said he did not limit his remarks to homosexual acts. I did not speak solely about homosexuality as a form of sexual immorality, but also about the kind of sex outside of marriage between one man and one woman, as well as lustful thoughts. He said, all of these are considered mainstream Christian positions that have been taught and believed by Christians for thousands of years. Police took the retired deputy sheriff to a nearby jail where he was fingerprinted. Officers also took a sample of his DNA, and then he was interrogated. It was very distressing to be arrested and interrogated for openly expressing my deeply held Christian beliefs, he said. According to a transcript of the interrogation provided to Fox News, the officers asked if he really believed that homosexuality is a sin. He also asked whether he would help a homosexual who requested a favor. I was made to feel that my thoughts could be held against me, he said. The detective also asked me if I thought I was 100% right in what I had done. I said yes. Mayanna said he would gladly offer assistance to a homosexual. The Christian faith is dictated by two greatest commandments. To love the Lord your God, and to love your neighbor, he said. As such, I am compelled to love all people. Had a gay come up and asked me for something to eat, I would have fed him. But what troubled my aunt was the idea of a hypothetical situation that could be used against him in court. I was really going to be tried for how I thought, he said. It's an ironic twist the officers made arrangements to provide the evangelist with a Bible to read while in jail, the same book that led to his arrest. The same book that I read from in public, which resulted in my arrest, was now the same book that the police were giving me to provide me comfort, he said. Mayanna, who was a member of the Evangelical Free Church, had been open-air preaching for 8 years. He said in this is the first time he's been arrested. It was rather surreal experience, the retired deputy sheriff said. I've conducted many interrogations, but I've never been the subject of one. Mayanna spent about 7 hours in jail before he was released, without explanation and without an apology. Now back at home in Southern California, Mayanna says he fears that what happened in Great Britain could soon happen in the United States. I believe that what our government is doing going to eventually do here, he said, I believe that homosexuals or others who have who are sensitive to their point of view will be visiting churches to listen to what is preached, what preachers say from the pulpit, and I believe that pastors will be arrested in their pulpits for teaching what the Bible say about homosexuality and other sins. So, what does the Bible say? In Leviticus 2013, if a man also lies with mankind, as he has lied with women, both of them shall be have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Romans 1:24-27. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and who worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto their vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, or effeminate, or abusers of themselves with mankind. And 1 Timothy 1:9-10, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. The Bible is clear, homosexuality is an abomination to the Lord. However, one thing that I want to emphasize here, sin is sin. It is not graded on a curve. And God looks at all sin the same. And we have all sinned and fallen short. Now, I don't hate the gay and lesbian people. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to speak the truth in love. And I pray you hear me correctly. And I pray they come to know the love of the Lord. Under Alberta Canada's Education Act, homeschoolers and faith-based schools will not be permitted to teach that homosexual acts are sinful as a part of their academic program, says the spokesman for Education Minister Thomas Vasetic. Whatever the nature of schooling, homeschool, private school, Catholic school, we do not tolerate disrespect for indifferences. Donna McCoy, the Assistant Director of Communications, told Life Science News, "You can affirm the family ideology in your family life. You just can't do it as part of your education study and instruction," she added. Reacting to the remarks, Paul Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association said that ministers of education is clearly signaling that they are, in fact, planning to violate the private conversations families have in their own homes. A government that seeks that sort of control over our personal lives should be feared and opposed, he added. Political correctness, our rights are being stripped from us, little by little. Recently, I took a class called Personal Protection in the Home. In one of the videos, in the opening scene, a lady shoots an intruder, someone that broke into her house. She sees the would-be intruder, runs to her bedroom, retrieves her gun, calls 911, and even after warning the intruder, "Go away, I have a gun, I will shoot," he persists. The thing that got me, she was taken away in handcuffs, with all of her neighbors and the news crew watching. Because she used a gun. She is guilty until she is proven innocent. Now that really hit home for me. It's very upsetting to see what has become of this country. Our freedoms are slowly being eroded away. The Constitution and amendments, such as freedom of speech and the right to bear arms, are being taken from us, piece by piece. The picture God gave me, termites. A small little insignificant bug. No cause for worry, right? No concern. After all, how much can one little bug eat? What about all the other little bugs? Combined. All slowly eating away at the framework of this country so that it collapses on itself. EPA. Global warming, geoengineering, GMOs. It's all designed to kill us, to take away our rights. Even the education system is crippling us. They don't teach people critical thinking anymore. Actually, it's designed to dumb us down. We can't even reason anymore. We simply parrot what we heard or are told. We don't check it out for ourselves. We swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. How many of you think? Just sit and think. Or are you going from one crisis to another? Like I said, we're being dumbed down. How many of you know how to read a map? Use a compass. How many of you can find an address without a phone or a GPS? I have to tell them myself. myself here. I was in San Francisco recently, and I had all the addresses of all my client appointments programmed into my phone so I could use my GPS. Funny thing, skyscrapers don't allow you to get a satellite fix, and so you have no correct reading. So it was sending me in circles, and I was on foot. So I'm walking around in circles, and I finally called Sam, who became my GPS. Now that's ingenuity. So after natural disasters, there's no phones, no internet. How many people these days no longer have landlines? Or are they useless without power? Think about it. They're usually the cordless phones, right? What do you think is going to happen during an EDM, electromagnetic bomb, where everything electronic goes out? Kathy, now you're talking crazy. That couldn't happen. How many of you have experienced a power outage? Are you prepared? For how long? One day? 3 days? How about weeks? Aw, Kathy, now that would never happen. Couldn't it? Okay, let's not call it an EVM. How about if we call it superstorm Sam? I was reading an article about Bell Harbor, New York, and this is a typical middle working class area of New York, so they didn't get the Dunkin' Donut trucks handing out the coffee that some of you saw on TV.
Right.
That was portrayed in the media.
Right.
Actually, they went weeks without assistance. And then to add insult to the whole situation, FEMA said, and I quote, "Those in need can sign up for FEMA assistance online." Yep. Without power, or with homes that were flooded, of course residents had no computer or internet access. Along with the loss of power, cell phone service to the area had been knocked out. So even if a resident had found a way to charge their cell phones, it would have done them little good. Some residents had generators, but with gas stations flooded and everyone's car swept away, there was no way to get more gas for them. And even if the residents did manage to find a way to travel to New York City boroughs of Brooklyn or Queens to get gas there, there would be a minimum 6-hour wait in lines as supplies dwindled and stations ran dry. Now, we received a letter from one of our long-distance members that lived through it. She said it was crazy. It was one of the things that she mentioned was that she couldn't get money. Now, how many of you have extra cash? In small bills? The ATM and debit cards didn't work because the system was down or because there was no electricity. And the subway was shut down. She couldn't even get out of the city. So let's just quickly wrap up this with some consequences of words. One consequence of careless words is they can't be taken back. Once they're out, there's no pulling them back. They have been released to do their damage. Now, recently a judge dismissed the racial discrimination case against Paula Deen, but damage has already been done. People have been destroyed by words. Spoken by them, spoken to them. How about words like, "Will you ever amount to anything?" "I hate you." "I want a divorce." There are some words that should never be uttered from our lips, especially when we are arguing or fighting. But that's when they come flying out. Demonically influenced words. The enemy is more than willing to help us put our foot in our mouth with demonically influenced words. Just like the enemy, they are meant to steal our joy, kill us, and destroy our relationships. Also come against demonic interference. That is when you say one thing, but the recipient hears something different. It's meant to harass, bring anxiety, and cause separation. Have you ever been in an argument where this is happening? I can't tell you how many times I've seen this. It destroys relationships and marriages. Don't forget your weapons. Bind them loose every day. Come against these spirits, bind them up. Take away their support by cutting off their supply lines. Loose civil war, God bless you, in the enemy's camp and have them take each other out. You can't have a message about words and not address gossip. Sharon did a wonderful message, the fine art of backbiting and devouring. Do you know that the consequence of gossip is death? You will give an account, remember? The opening passage, Matthew 12:36-37, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Jesus chose his words carefully. He wasn't constantly talking. As a matter of fact, there were times he didn't even open his mouth. We have two ears and one mouth. We should do twice as much listening or half as much talking. Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Speaking of Jesus, in Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Jesus was not afraid to speak the truth, and sometimes the things he said rubbed people the wrong way. But he spoke the truth. Why have we gotten so far away from speaking the truth? We don't say things out of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and a sound mind. So when did it become a crime for me to have rights? Why are your rights more important than my rights? And why is it that every other religion has to be considered, and special concessions are given, except Christianity? Actually, the way it's going these days, when you tell people that you're a Christian, you just became the enemy. Now we know this is going to happen, so why aren't we banding together, locking our shields and pointing our swords out against the enemy instead of attacking each other? Words can be a good thing. Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold, of pictures of silver. They can be health. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. They can also destroy. Proverbs 26:22, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. They can bring gladness. Proverbs 12:25, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Let's strive for pure words. Psalm 12:6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Proverbs 8:8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. Words are prayers. Psalm 54:2. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. They can bring understanding. Proverbs 1:2. To show wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Wisdom. Proverbs 18:4. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Or folly. Proverbs 29:20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than of him. They can be vexing. Judges 16:16. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Some lyrics from a Garth Brooks song. And if blood is thicker than water, then what are we fighting for? For all sons and daughters are something that means so much more. I see it on my TV, but I can't understand. Lord, it's one big contradiction to me. How in God's name we love thy neighbor with fists in our hand and kill each other when we just don't agree. Why can't we see the walls? Why can't we see through and see what God's been telling me and you? Blood is thicker than water. Oh, but love, love is thicker than blood. Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I take my authority in the third heaven. I have a principality. Powers, hexes, vexes, spells, chants, incantations, and I cancel the plans and designs of the enemy and come against political correctness. I speak truth in love and justice and judgment. I come against right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, blockages from expression, inability to express yourself right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I come against miscommunication. Come on, up and out, up and out, come on. Wrong interpretations right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the things that have been stirring, everything that was stirred up during the message. Lord, right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I come against and cancel the buttons that were pushed too right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the blockages from learning, all the blockages from wanting to learn right now. Come on, up and out, up and out. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Move, move, move. Come on, up and out. Come on, all of the hypnosis right now. Come on, the keywords, the trigger words right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Stir them up, Lord, stir them up. Come on, come on, up and out. Move, 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 move. Come on, all the false definitions right now. Everything that we have learned incorrectly right now. Come on, stick them, stick them, stick them. Come on. For those of you that want to receive the gift of tongues, Lord, I impart right now into them the gift of tongues. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on, stick them, stick them, stick them, stir them up, come on, push, 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 move, 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 come on. I cancel the plans and design. Come on, all of the things, all the blockages right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on, up and out, stick them, stick them, stick them, move. Come on, all the political correctness, come on, not speaking out of fear, come on, not speaking out of fear, come on, up and out, move, 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 come on. Come on, it's not fair, it's not fair, the Lord never promised us fair, he promised us justice. Come on, come on, up and out, up and out, up and out, move, 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 come on, all the racial discrimination, come on, all this discrimination, come on, come on, come on, all the racial prejudice right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, come on, up and out, stick them, stick them, stick them. If you have aught with your brother, you need to correct it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on, there should not be aught, and like Pastor said, he challenges us, if there is one single person in our church that we cannot sit down and pray for. So I just ask that you guys search yourselves right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Any of that that might be stirring. Come on. Come on. Witchcraft cursing right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Move. 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 Come on. Come on. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. Come on. Push. 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 Move. 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 Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Everything that has squashed you, tried to shut you down, tried to take away your voice right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Has there been any kind of trauma as children where you have been dealt with cruelty right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ? Come on. All of that cruelty. Come on. Move, 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 move. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. All that. Come on. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Move, 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 move. Come on. Up and out. Up and out.
For what's right. Come on, up and out. Move, move, move.
Stick them, angels, stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Come on, move, move, move. Come on, all the lies that we've believed. Come on, all the lies. Come on, all the ways that we have been hypnotized. Come on, come on. All of that right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, stick them, angels, stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Come on, swallowing everything, hook, line, and sinker. Come on, up and out. Oh, yeah, that all the lies, come on, all the things that have been meant to keep you safe. Come on, EPA, the global warming, the geoengineering, come on, all the GMOs, come on, all the lies, come on, move, move, move. Oh, yeah, that come on, stick them, angels, stick them, stir them up, move, move, move. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on, all that demonically influenced. Come on, open your mouth, insert your foot. Come on, up and out. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Come on, come on. Move, 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 move. I come against demonic interference right now. Come on. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Come on. Come on. All the things that prevent us from speaking up. All the things that block us. All the things that shut us down. Come on, come on. All the vexing, all the cursing right now. Come on, come on, come on. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up, stir them up. Push, 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 push. Move, 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 move. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come on. I come against all of this, the sloth, right, the sleep right now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All of that lulling us to sleep. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. I don't want to fight. Come on. I'm too tired. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Move. 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 Lord, I just lose the ability for us to lock our shields together. To lock our shields together, to band together and fight and point our swords outward. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. Come on. Move. 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 Come on. More pressure. More pressure. More pressure. Come on. Up and out of the bowels of the belly. Come on, all the things that we've swallowed, hook, line, and sinker. Come on, all the hypnosis. Come on, all of the hypnosis right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the ways that we've believed a lie. Right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I just aim to go and correct the neural pathways of believing a lie. Come on, all the neural pathways that have been established by believing a lie. Come on, move, move, move. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Come on, come on, up and out. Stick them, angels. Stick them, stick them. Move. Come on, up and out. Come on, more pressure, more pressure, more pressure. Up and out, up and out, up and out. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Come on, move, 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 move. Lord, I just pray, correct? Lord, I pray that you give the people that are hearing this ears to hear, eyes to see, and open their hearts, Lord. I lose your healing, your ministering. I lose your mercy right now, and I come against all the plans and the designs, the acts of cruelty that have been done to us, Lord. I just lose the balm of Gilead to go in, heal those wounds, Lord. Heal those wounds that they've been brought to our remembrance, Lord, as we've been cruel, Lord. I break that circle right now. I break that circle right now of cruelty. And I come against all of the bondages of cruelty right now, the captivity, the inheritance that has been stolen, the slavery, the cruel taskmaster right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And for those of you that didn't hear the Thursday night message, highly recommend. It was life-changing at our church, the whole vicious cycle of cruelty. Those that have been under it and those that have given it. So I pray that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.